Symbaloo offers a great way of gathering together loads of web-based resources into a single place and presenting them to your students in a visually appealing and systematic and organized way. The Symbaloo site that you present to your students looks like a grid of small square cells, and a bit like the apps that you get on the front of an iDevice, an iPhone or iPad. Each of the little cells is has an icon which relates to the site that it's from, or it may be one that you've designed manually, and it links to out to a site if the site is external, or for example, if it's a search box or an RSS feed, it opens up in a central panel so that you can conduct your search or see the RSS results in the actual Symbaloo page itself. So that's really useful. In order to create your own Symbaloo web mix, as it's called, you first of all need to create an account, and the free accounts allow you to do an awful lot, so you may find that you need no more than that. The premium accounts, in the educational version allow you to do things that are related to your organisation too, and there's a subscription for that. But getting started is fairly straightforward. You can create your first web mix based on the template that you're offered to start with. But you can create new web mixes which appear as tabs at the top of the page. So you might have one for different classes, a different web mix for different classes, or for different topics or themes that you're studying. On each web mix, you've got a grid which is 6 by 10, I think it is. So you've got around about 60 different links to be able to present. You simply do that by clicking in a cell and adding a new tile. Or you can search for tiles that Symbaloo's already catalogued. So a lot of the common ones like Wikipedia and Google and YouTube and all that kind of thing are already available, and they've got a really extensive catalogue. If the actual one that you're after isn't there, it's not a problem. You can add your own and customize it in the way that you want. You simply add the URL when you're adding a new tile, and then change the look and feel to suit the particular thing that you've got. So you might use a particular color for different subtopics, entirely up to you. So it's highly customizable in that respect. You can search for web mixes that have already been created and use those and share them out to your students either with a link or by using the embed code that's provided.